It is time now to check in with the Orange County Board of Commissioners. They had a work session last night and tentatively signed off on a budget plan for next year, but the final vote's not going to come until next week after one more public hearing. Commissioner Mark Markopoulos joining us here now in the studio. Commissioner, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So a number of different items discussed last night, and there will be some more discussion next week, but one of the things that's gotten a lot of attention was your proposal to add a quarter cent to the property tax to cover efforts to fight climate change locally. So,
yes, it was pretty prolonged discussion on that. We ended up with a 4-3 vote. Mark Dorson, Penny Rich, Sally Green, and I supported it. James Etta Bedford, Renee Price, and Earl McKee opposed it. Mm-hmm. And it's a complicated topic in lots of ways, although anyone who really focuses on it realizes that we're facing a planetary crisis and we have to act from the personal level to the community level to the state and federal and local government level. So really gratified that we passed that. There's a lot of projects to consider that we could implement pretty quickly. We talked a lot about weatherization as a really important project that would help those with the least resources. Climate change affects those with the least resources, whether it's an island in the Pacific, people mm-hmm. out on the coastal plain suffering under hurricanes, people at Camelot apartments when the high water rises during storm events here. So that would, you know, reduce energy costs for folks, provide some disposable income, create jobs, provide healthier situations. Like, we're giving out fans during the heat spells this summer. Mm-hmm. And if those houses were tightened up and more comfortable, people would suffer less trauma and injury from that.
So when you're talking about weatherization, what would the county program be? Just offering support for people to weatherize their
identifying
homes?
Identifying homes that needed it and sending teams out to do it. Mm-hmm. And then another, you know, project that we could do pretty quickly is another solar array on a building, which would, you know, save the county energy costs and, you know, reduce our carbon footprint as we go mm-hmm. that way. And then there's a variety of other projects that we'll be able to vet and consider.
And the actual determination of which projects is going to be, that would be still to be determined down the road, right?
Right. We think we could pretty quickly get the weatherization going and possibly a solar project, and mm-hmm. then that would get us through the first 6 months of the year, and during that time take a few months to go through all the other projects that we are aware of and others that might be suggested by our Commission for the Environment, other commissioners. The Commission for the Environment, by the way, passed a unanimous resolution of support for the quarter cent mm-hmm. sales tax. It's historic. You know, we had some folks come to the public hearing who were very well versed in alternative energy and the history of alternative energy and these kind of, efforts in the past, and they said they had not heard of any other government doing such a thing as raising taxes, mm-hmm. however modest. It's mm-hmm. a very modest tax.
It's probably not even remotely going to be the only one, I'm sure, as this becomes more and more and more of an immediate issue. And every day, it seems, we're getting more and more reports that not only is this happening right now, but it's happening much faster and much more intensely than we had previously thought. And we previously thought it was happening pretty quickly and intentionally.
So. Right. And then you look at the state and federal governments. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the federal government, and you know we're not getting much help there right now. Many of the state governments are in the same position as North Carolina. They have a Republican government that is, you know, they're climate deniers or they're just greedy and don't want to slow down the fossil fuel cash cow. So it's falling to, we hear a lot about mayors, right? There's like the mayor's climate issue. There's a lot of this is falling to the local level. And I'm just proud that Orange County rose to the challenge and we're beginning this project.
In real dollars, a quarter cent on the property tax, what would that be for homeowners? What would that be for the county?
Right. So it would be a $469,000 annual fund increase mm-hmm. for the projects, and on a $200,000 house, it would be a $5 increase. Mm-hmm. You know, the $300,000 is around the median, I think, in the county, so that's $750. Mm-hmm. Not a huge increase, especially considering the need for this type of action.
The other kind of big discussion yesterday was about school funding. And obviously, when it comes to the budget, school funding is such an important component of it.
It definitely is. Yep, no doubt. So we, so on school funding, we...
You've got a lot of numbers there.
A lot of numbers here. 88,820,720 equating to a $4,353 per student.
Mm-hmm.
And that breaks down approximately 60-40 based on the number of students in each school district. Mm-hmm. So the Chapel Hill Carver City Schools, 53,420,000, and the county schools, 35,401,000. And that's just the current expense appropriation. We also school capital projects funding, about $35 million.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a resolution last night raised by James Etta Bedford to raise taxes. I think it was the 1 cent was mm-hmm. the recommendation, and we did not have support to do that. We mm-hmm. we'd already gone. Each year we do as much as we can, and we always raise the amount from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd raise it considerably. So we did, you know. It's real money. It's dwarfed by what a 1 cent tax increase would be, but we did move this $280,000
mm-hmm.
from this sort of arcane employment benefits account that never gets used to the schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of symbolic and gives a little money, might pay for a position in each school,
but
not a big deal there. But that's kind of how the school budget shook out.
And it really is such a daunting thing when you're looking at school funding and just the needs of public education and the schools. You mentioned $35 million for capital projects, and what's the need? Is it are we still at $200 million, something along those lines?
Yep.
And $35 million
and
is such a significant number that we're devoting to this, and it's still a drop in the bucket in terms of what's needed, and you multiply that by all of the other school districts across the state, because every school district is facing very much the same thing. Schools are getting run down, they need maintenance, they need repair, we need new school buildings to replace the old ones, more students are coming in, and it's just this constant pressure to continue to fund the schools, and there's so much pressure coming the other way from people who, for whatever reason, don't want to prioritize that.
Right, yeah, state legislature that's trying to kill the public school system. They're trying to privatize schools is what's going on. So, this 2020 election looms large.
Mm-hmm.
If we can change the legislature, we can take the pressure off on so many issues.
So the discussions last night at the county level, Commissioner Dorison raised a proposal to, and you'll have to clarify this for me. The proposal was to kind of shift money a little bit to address funding equity between the two districts, right?
Yeah, we really appreciate the fact that he's keeping us focused on this. It's
mm-hmm.
I had no idea how long ago this special Chapel Hill Carver District tax was put in. It was, I think, 1907.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't even think that people even got together and talked about stuff like that then.
It was the Chapel Hill Venable District back when
Is that what it was?
I mean, it had to have been if it was 1907, right?
That sounds like an early 19th century tax, the Venable tax. But so the issue is, you know, the Chapel Hill Carver school system is the highest per pupil funded in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And Orange County system is second. Yet, the Orange County schools are getting $4,000 or so per pupil. With the district tax, Chapel Hill Carver students are getting over $6,000 per student, right? That's a huge jump at the number one and two spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's an equity issue there. And so what Mark Dorison was proposing was that we drop the district tax by 1%, tax all of county residents 1%, raise taxes by 1% there. That would be split 60-40,
mm-hmm.
40% to the Orange County School, 60% to Chapel Hill Carborough. The notable thing about that is that then the Orange County taxpayers would be the ones paying more in the end,
mm-hmm.
right? It'd be a wash for the Chapel of Carver folks.
Right.
And you know, I live in rural Orange County, and I know that one of the reasons why you don't hear so much from the Orange County school citizens is that there's lower wealth. They don't want their taxes raised. They're happy with the mm-hmm. quality of the schools. After all, it's number two mm-hmm. in the state, right?
Right, right.
You know, you're more apt to hear from Chapel Hill, from wealthier Chapel Hill residents, go ahead and raise our taxes for the schools.
Right.
So we couldn't do that, mm-hmm. you know, especially with, you know, limited time to discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a great concept to work at this. So what a lot of us agreed upon was we need a process that mm-hmm. involves all the stakeholders, the governments, the school districts, and figure this out. I don't know what the answer would be. It's quite a puzzle.
Yeah. Speaking with Mark Markopoulos, orangecountync.gov for more information, by the way, on county government, including the budget proposal. And the discussion last night ended with a tentative agreement, but the final agreement isn't going to come until next week after a public hearing. Is there any significant issue that's still yet to be decided or anything in particular that you're still kind of weighing, that you want to hear more from the public on for next week?
Not really. We passed a resolution of intent to mm-hmm. adopt a budget. And that means that we will basically just vote on it mm-hmm. with probably not much discussion. I mean, we had a lot of discussion over the last few weeks.
How has
that? Public hearings.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So that's it. So we're poised to adopt this mm-hmm. budget with a total tax increase of 1¾ cents. Mm-hmm. So that's 1 cent going toward debt costs for the bonds that the citizens voted for schools and affordable housing, a little bit for affordable housing, mm-hmm. 0.5 cent for general fund needs. You know, for instance, we have added positions that we need in the county, employees that the county needs. We're going from $14.25 an hour to $14.95 mm-hmm. an hour for temporary employees effective July 1st. And now we're going to have our minimum wage in the county on January 1st at $15 an hour.
Awesome.
Which is really interesting because we hear about Seattle and other places around the country, and they claim to have gone to a $15 an hour minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're phasing that in, and
yeah.
it might be 2024.
Over several years, yeah.
Before they get there.
Yep.
Well, you know, with Orange County Living Wage, we're there. We're almost there now. We will be at 15 next year.
Mm-hmm.
The county is staying ahead in their budget process just to be there when Orange County
yep.
Living Wage meets that 15.
And Orange County Living Wage calculates the living wage in Orange County at $14.25 now, right?
Yeah. Yes. So we're really out in front mm-hmm. on this very important issue, which is, you know, just great for the economy in so many ways.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt you there a second ago. I was wondering what the how much did public feedback affect the final budget this year?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, a lot of it was what we generally hear was people saying, give more to the schools.
Mm-hmm.
We heard, you know, I actually think on the climate investment tax issue, we heard from a lot of folks who were really knowledgeable on these issues, and I think that was very informative mm-hmm. to the commissioners. And so I think that was very useful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people who were against it were sort of on the scale of, you know, no tax increase could be a good tax increase.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of a more or less a one note.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of feedback there. That was basically the bulk of what we heard. I'm not recalling any mm-hmm. major input that we got beyond that. And, you know, that's in a way, that's a real tribute to our staff.
Mm-hmm.
They do a fantastic job of putting this budget together, working with all the departments over the course of the last several months, finding out what they need. You know, our manager Hammersley works diligently to balance all that and bring to us a budget that is, you know, really well put together.
Mm-hmm. Other, I got to wrap up the
yeah.
conversation, but other things that people ought to know about the budget before next week's vote?
Well, we're going to...
I just appreciate how much detail there is in the budget. I'm speaking with so many different people, and there's so much to for each individual person to keep in their heads when it comes to big things like this.
I think the one thing to think about is that last year we raised taxes by about 1.3 cents. Mm-hmm. 8 years previously, no taxes, mm-hmm. right? Even though we'll hear people say, you know, why are you raising my taxes every year? Mm-hmm. I go, well, wait a second. You know, I mean, this all was also part of the Great Recession, right? Mm-hmm. That we were not going to have a tax increase for a while. But it points to, I think, a very thorough and frugal process throughout the years. Mm-hmm. And now we have the bond that's the bulk of the debt expense for the bond. That's for the schools that mm-hmm. really need it. So I'm proud of the work that's been done, and I think we're doing a good job in doing only what's necessary.
OrangeCountyNC.gov for more information. Final vote on the budget is going to be next week. Mark Markopoulos, thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot.